This is another Knights of the Precious Blood podcast.
This is a testimony from our brother, Dr. Dava.
I am here to give a bit of an update on my journey. How many of you were here last year? Yeah, good. So you saw that really emotional testimony, which must have come from the Holy Spirit. It didn't come from me. I don't have those words in me. So I was very fortunate to be able to talk to you. For those who weren't here, I've come back to the faith. I've had a second conversion. I don't think that it's that second conversion after the dark night of the senses, but I'm certainly trying to work towards that personally. The first thing to say is that as we get told on Ash Wednesday, I am nothing as an individual. So the first thing that I've noticed in the year that's gone past is that I was probably a little bit more self-important and egotistical a year ago when I gave that testimony than what I feel now. None of us are anything. We're only here by the grace of God, and we need to use that grace to get ourselves as good as we can be and to get our family. Mux, my son, stand up. This is my small 16-year-old boy, my only boy. Maximir, yeah. Anyway, so I'm here to make me better for him. I'm here to make me better so that he has the role model and the example he needs to become the man I know he can become. And I'm here for his older sister, who still is unbaptized, is struggling with her own demons. And with the grace of God, I'm happy to give any penitence necessary to get her across the line and bring her into God's church. So what can I tell you? I can tell you that there are ups and there are downs. And last year's testimony was an up. It was massive. Last year's men's conference was an up. It's massive. This year's men's conference is an up. It's amazing. Like, who here's enjoyed this weekend? Who here thought that they'd enjoy it as much as they did before they came here? The guys that have been here before. But the reality is, I never expected this weekend to be so powerful and so amazing. So, you know, I think we're blessed by having leaders who organise this. Yakov, Ivica, Zoki, Rob, they are truly magnanimous, as we were told yesterday. It's amazing the work you guys do for us and for our community. We need to hold this together, right? We need to understand that we are a real brotherhood. I regard each and every one of you as my brother, and as a consequence, I'm happy to shed blood for you if that's what it takes. And I would hope that the same goes in the other direction. Half of you I don't even know properly. But what that means is, and I think everybody in this room knows, we are heading and presently have been in dark times. The world is not perfect. And the people in charge of the world, the people making the rules, which are not laws, because there's only one law and that's God's law, the people making the rules by which we are being governed do not have God at heart, otherwise they wouldn't do what they're doing, and they do not have our interests at heart. So what are we going to do as Catholics, as real men, to make things better? And I think we should all think about that deeply and meditate on that with the Holy Spirit, to work out where we're going. We can help each other in many ways more than just being here today. And I think we should work towards that on a daily basis. And that's something I certainly pray for every day. How can I help people who are good people? Like Father Wallace said yesterday, don't just have friends. Don't just have Catholic friends. Have good Catholic friends. And I see a room full of good Catholics, or at least people who want to be good Catholics. So that's very, very important. There have also been lows, right? It's not all, you know, rainbows and lollipops. You convert, you have this honeymoon where everything's happening in a good way. You have, in my personal circumstance, Mux was the driver. He wanted to get baptized. We went round and found a priest for him. We found two kumavi who are amazing. Yakov's one of his kumavi. Kum Yosef's his other Kum, and they're perfect choices for him. Through him, my younger daughter was like, yeah, I'll do that too. So I had two of my three children get baptized, receive their Pirva Priechest, and get confirmed into the faith at once. And that was the 11th of December, 2022, which is an amazing day for me. Chvala Bogu, thank God. But then they're teenagers, and they're gonna have their ups and their downs, and as a father, you bleed for them, you feel for them, and you get angry, and that's not good. Because, yeah, okay, it's nice to get angry, but then I don't know if any of you as fathers, after you get angry at your kid, and it may well be righteous anger, I don't ever feel good about it afterwards. I always wish that I was more like that guy and had the ability to take a breath, stop for 1, 2, 3 seconds maybe, because I know that if I could stop myself in that moment of rage, which is not coming from our Lord Jesus Christ, it's coming from the opposite. If I could stop that rage for 3 seconds, I would have the ability to look him in the eye, to look his sisters in the eye, and talk to them like a true father would. So that's something I've been working on really hard. And there are a lot of lows in being a father. And I want those lows to be less. And when I get those lows, for him to learn how not to be like my grandfather was to my father, like my father was to me, and like for many years I've been to him. Okay? I want him to be a better father than I am, and I want us who have suffered so much as Croatians for the last, 1,000 years? We've been spat at, treated like garbage by the whole world just because of who we are, and we carry that generational sin forever. It goes from father to father to father to father. And it's on us as men here in this room to make that less and to teach our children to make it less for their generation so that we become a stronger, more unified and powerful community. There's no reason we can't do that. The Holy Spirit is here. That couldn't come out of me without the Holy Spirit. There is no way. So, I'm still on that journey. I'm very much in my spiritual infancy. There's a lot I know, and that's like one grain of sand in the Sahara compared to what I should know or would like to know. And even the Sahara is like a single grain of sand or a drop of water in the oceans of the world compared to what there is to know. What can I say? God bless you all. Thank you so much for listening. There's not much else I can say. Hvala Bogu.
For more great content from the Knights of the Precious Blood, visit our website, www.kofpb.org.